give you the update on injuries. I just got some right now. Maurice Jones-Drew will be held out today. Hope to get him back tomorrow. He just had some swelling occur in there, so we hope to get that down. Alan Ball's groin is sore after playing Sunday, as you can imagine. Did a great job during the game. Now we just have to wait and see how he is as the week progresses. Mike Brown and Mercedes Lewis both won't practice today. Mercedes is continuing to do some work this week. Feels better, but still feels it a little bit. Mike will probably be out this week. Blaine Gabbert on the field. He did some easy throwing today. We hope to see him a little bit more each day out here. And, you know, it'll be a stretch to see him probably this week. But the following players will be limited today. Uche with his knee. Stephen Burton, hip. A. Sanders with his ribs. JT Thomas, hamstring. Roy Miller, knee. And Will Rackley, knee. And then the two guys that were given, were setting aside for today are Meester and Babin. Okay? Other than that, it's a good situation. Our team has really adjusted well to this. I just told them today, they've done a lot of things together. They've gone and lifted together. They've watched film together. They've eaten together. Got treatment together. It's been really good. And now the opportunity to come to D-Lo's alma mater and practice, our guys are looking forward to it. So it's been great so far, and we just hope to capture today.
Mojo, how'd the MRI come out?
Good. I guess it is the strain tendon, and they felt like it was doing pretty good, and then he had some swelling that occurred. So I know he feels better about it today than he did yesterday, so we'll just see how it goes.
On Gabbert, so you're not ruling him out yet?
It'd be a stretch. It'd be a stretch. We took out some of the stitches. He came out here and threw real light, just real light, just to see. We're going to have him do some agility-type drills and maybe just throw on the side, but no competition-type thing.
So he'll be listed as a no practice today?
Yes, if that's no practice.
Team drills.
Yeah, no team drills.
How about Mercedes, you guys? Did you work him out yesterday at all?
He worked out, and he still felt a little bit. I think with Mercedes, it's just a feel that he had it, and then he came back and restrained it, and now it feels good again, so it's just developing confidence in it. So they'll take him through more aggressive drills today. So today will be a big test to see how he does.
Mike Brown, did it blow a disc out or in his back?
No, it's... I'll get the two analysis of what it is, but I know, you know, as far as some issues in his back, it's just a little bit sore, and we're trying to get it to calm down in there. I know he feels better than what he did, but this is going to be a baby steps with him.
You'll be jacking up some music
for
practice.
Yeah, we got everything here that we need. I know they're adjusting some of the things on the field for us to make it even better. But, very similar. Just because, now this week the crowd noise is a factor for our offense. So, we're going to simulate that as much as possible.
On that note, when you were up there, could you tell that when tackles were slow to get off the ball and you guys had an advantage as pass rushers because of the noise?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There's a third down advantage with them. And, I think just the overall noise. They're a good crowd. They know when to yell and know when to be quiet. But, something that we have to address and make our players aware of. But especially last week with some of the false starts that we had in Oakland, it's going to be even a more difficult deal for us this week.
Jacking the noise up even more than what you would normally do.
Trying. As high as that thing will go, we'll do it. But, I think, it's just some of our, communication, things like that. We've had to take a look at it.
You, on Monday, you hinted that you have, as coaches, you have to look at what you're giving the players. Any changes to that this week?
Well, I think it's, we have kind of pared it down some. We have pared it down. We've taken our walkthroughs are probably a little bit longer than most teams. And we've really, taken advantage of that time, and it's really been a teaching session. Some walkthroughs you go to and you see, 70 plays being run. Well, we might pare it down to 30 and really go through all the nuances of it. And, just to make sure that we can really execute these things. And some of it is, we've maybe done 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and we're bringing back in the game plan.
Do you think guys were missing assignments?
No, it wasn't as bad. I just think that we can play faster if they're 100% sure. It looked like they did what they were supposed to do for the most part, but it's just the idea of really knowing what we have to do.
What's the balance between doing that and making it right for your guys but still being creative?
Right, it is. It is. It's a difficult balance. Generally, too, with Fish, we have an expansive offensive playbook. and you like to be creative and challenge the defense, but that fine line of making sure you don't have too much. So it's a process probably with that too, you know, where I understand one of the coaches said earlier in the league that he said 20% of our playbook is in, and then next week it's 30, and then the next week, you know, we might add a little bit more. That's really the process we're in right now. On both sides, you know, defensively we try to do what we do, but there are some things offensively that they do that require us maybe to change and get out of our element a little bit, but we try to stay within our core.
You said Sunday you changed defenses a bit toward the end of that game. Will you use more of that or try to
Change defenses within our package? Maybe we had a certain call that we really liked against them, and then they attacked it, and we switched to another defense, but still within our principles.
Seahawks personnel and scheme and stuff, is that kind of stuff overrated, or is that actually
you have an idea, but you know the game is fast, and you know a lot of it is based on maybe our tendencies, offensive tendencies, and you know if we have any tendencies they'll see those things too and try to react as fast as possible. So it is a game of cat and mouse a little bit, but you know I think it gives us maybe gives our offense a general idea what they're doing, but I try not to get too much in the way with that, because you know I just think that you can get too involved, and for the offense they really got to go off what they see on tape.
Defensively, because they probably have a good idea about what.
We'll have some differences that we've done just based on what they know.
What when did you realize that was a special team last year?
Oh boy.
Yeah, there were two in there for walkthrough.
Probably the Chicago game is when I felt like it all came together. I always felt like the potential was there, but I think after the Chicago game last year, where we pulled it off, I think that's where guys really developed even more confidence. I think defensively they had strong confidence, but I think as a team, that's when it really developed.
Is it kind of cool to take your own club in there now to a place you've been?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just excited for our guys. I really am. I think we have to look at the big picture, what we're trying to do with our team. And it truly is to get better and better every week. And, you know, that's what we're doing now. So to take our group up there and face this challenge is a great opportunity for us. We have a lot of respect for those people up there, for the guys that are playing. And, you know, it's a great challenge for us. And we'll be ready to play that game. We will be ready to go. So now it's just a matter of executing.
You mentioned the run defense on Monday. They got a couple 20-yard runs, but are there too many of these 5- and 6-yarders for you?
Yeah. I mean, we have to tighten things up. You know, on one side, we're doing pretty good against the pass. And now, you know, it's just – and some of it is, like I think you heard Sip talk about, I make a mistake, and then I correct it, and then the next play I'm good. And when I see it again, some of those things are taking place. Some of those things are taking place with us. But that's good. I'd rather have him say that than you see it on film where he's making 5 or 6 mistakes at a time or the same mistake. So we're going through that a little bit with our guys. But, you know, I really like their intensity and their effort. And we'll get those things taken care of.
You learn a little bit more about Dwight Lowry while you're here?
Yeah, it is. You know, this we said the house that D'Lo built, and you know, but we show pictures of the cafeteria we're going to be eating and the fields. But it really, I mean, what a privilege to be here and for them to open up their facility. I know a couple NFL teams have done this, and for them to give us this opportunity to be here, and you know, everything's close, 20 minutes away from the hotel. It's really worked out really well. I give a lot of credit to our organization for how organized it is. It's been awesome.
How has Dwight played so far?
Good. He's good. He's done a really nice job, just what we expected, be a guy that you really count on, solid, really good leadership, and has helped our guys, you know, helped Sip quite a bit back there, and the corners. And he has a really good feel for the game, really good feel for the game, and how things should be played, and he's passing that on to our guys.